So I want to talk about the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. And I'll let you into a secret. Maybe I shouldn't, but I might, might find out the secret anyway, because it's a Gemara before Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Hashanah, everything we've been talking about, and advice, at the end of the day, on Tezayin Amud Beis in Rosh Hashanah, Omer of Yitzchak. So on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Shimon is only done, is done the mensch as he is at that time. What's it lafuke? So Rashi says it's lafuke the future. The Rabbi Shimon doesn't see how you're going to be after Rosh Hashanah. He's not looking at that. He's being done the mensch today on Rosh Hashanah. How is he today? It brings a medrash that when Avraham Avinu threw Yishmael out, Hagar and Yishmael went into the desert, they finished the water, and he was sick, and Yishmael was about to die of thirst, and he davened, Hagar davened, then the Rabbeinu Shalom made a nes. Made a well, we got a well to them, and he survived. Says the Medrash that Be'os Hashor, the Malachi Asharis came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their times. They said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Misha Sidim Bonov Lahomis Es Bonecho Betzomei To Male Loi Be'er. What's going to be when the Yidden went into Golos? In Shas the Chuban, the Bavlim took them past the Arabs, and they let them rest for a minute there, and the Bnei Yishmael brought out salted meat for the Yidden to eat. They were pikach nevesh, and they ate this salted meat, and they became even more thirsty. They were mamish, literally dying of thirst. And then they brought them water shirts, which were looked as though they were full of water. They were all looked full. But the miser, there was no water in them at all. They were filled up with air. And the yidden were desperate, and going with sugar. And they bit off the cork, and the air went into them and killed them. Normally, one could say a person can die of thirst. How do you kill someone with thirst? So the Arabs invented a way of killing someone with thirst. Zog the Malachi Ashois, the Rabbeinu Shalom. The descendants of Yishmael are going to kill the Yin with thirst, and you're going to make him a Ness, and he's dying of thirst, you're going to make him a Ness and bring him Be'er. Where's the justice? So the Rabbeinu Shalom says to them, Omer Lahem, Hashor Tzadiku or Rosha? Rabbeinu Shem says, right now, is he a Tzadik or is he a Rosha? Omer Lahem Tzadik. Right now, he hasn't done anything. Lichaira, you have to say, if there was a Taina, what was their Taina Bechal? He's a Tzadik, so what's their Taina? In a couple of thousand years, they're going to do this Maisa. What's it got to do with Yishmael right now? By source, you have to say that there was a Nekuda in Yishmael's Chinuch, Yishmael's way of life, that was going to develop into this terrible Maisa. But right now, is it Tzadik? Omer Lahem, Basheu Shom, Eini Donis Isoilam, Elam Beshaito. Eini Donis Odom, Elam Basheu Shom. right now he's a tzaddik, then that's the psak. So Rabbi Yitzchok says, and that's what happens on Rosh Hashanah. The Ben Shem is only done is Adam, the Fimaisim Shalos Hashanah. What is this? This is a tremendous Pesach Tikvah. Because one of the things that prevent people doing tshuva is they think, look, how realistic is it that I should stop doing this Avera, that Avera forever? I can't make such a Kabbalah, and I don't know if anything. Yeah, right now I'm in a frug mood, and I'm through Rosh Hashanah, and Seres Yimei Tshuva, so I don't want to go back to the Avera, but being practical and everything. The answer is, if you're chozer b'tshuva sincerely, then any donis other man on a few ma'asim shalos hashanah, the Rebbe Shem doesn't look and see that in a few days' time, or a few weeks' time, or a few months' time, the person do the avera again. Rebbe Shem Sadrin Gaon says the Hedra, it doesn't. But a person is sincere in his tshuva, then if he's nichshal again, it's a new parasha. It doesn't cancel out the tshuva that he did. So that's. That's a very important idea. But Rabbeinu Hanano brings a Yerushalmi. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Oimer, Mikro, where do you have a posset that the Rebbeinu Shem has done only the Fimaisim Shalosh Hashanah? Posset in Eov says, Yimzach V'yosho Ato. Says, it doesn't say, Yimzach V'yosho Hoyisa. It says in Sach the Yosha Ato now that this happened. So what's he saying? He's saying the Benjamin doesn't look back the Mafreya, were you a tzaddik? The Shaila is, are you a tzaddik today? So what does that mean? I don't have to do tshuva. I just have to pretend on Rosh Hashanah to be a good boy. As long as I'm a good boy in Rosh Hashanah, Imsach v'yosho ato, now I'm a good boy. It's irrelevant, everything that I did in the past. If that's it, the whole of Rosh Hashanah is only about on Rosh Hashanah. Come move on. It's against everything we've understood and we've ever learned. The answer is that about the Rebbeinu Shem is looking at the Mensch today. But how is the Mensch today on Rosh Hashanah being misyaches to the past? What this Gemara is coming to say, just like the other side, we'll look at the future. The Rebbeinu Shem is not being done looking at the Mensch doing the Avera 6 months later on. And when he's sitting, all right, the Rebbeinu Shem l'mala min hazman. So when there's a din on Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shem could be looking at the Mensch doing the Avera again, b'shas ma'isa. He doesn't. Any donis on the melefi ma'isim shalos hashanah. Hu adin. He doesn't look on Rosh Hashanah when the mensch was b'shas when he did the avera. And keilu he's doing the avera right now b'shas the din. No, the mensch looks at him today. How are you today? How are you today? Are you? Do you feel bad about the averas? You mischaret. In Rosh Hashanah, there's no vidui, there's no active tshuva, but the ma'aser eni don is odin if he ma'aser shalos hashanah means that the Rebbeinu Shem is don the mensch as he is today v'yachas to his past, but he's not don him ki'ilu right now he's doing the avera. The Medrash says. Brings a posuk which you all know, you should know from Kabbalah Shabbos. Livne Hashem kiva lishbait es haaretz. So the Medrash, Livne Hashem kiva parosh hashanah, kiva biyom kippurim. Uma lasois lishbait es haaretz. Rabbeinu Shlomo on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is coming. Is coming to us. And that's one way of looking at it. Mitzad Hashem, he's coming to us. Mitzad, the Mishnah here is called by Oilam, Oirim Lefonov Kibnei Moran. We go in front of Hashem. Whether you look at it mitzad the Odom, you look at it mitzad Hashem, Rosh Hashanah is a meridic kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mashgiach, Seichel Tzadik Kodesh Yivroi, gave a moshul to what happens on Rosh Hashanah. A moshul, a peasant, lives in a poshta place, a shack, and he's got very, very, very poor man, and everybody else, the peasants, he lives in this village of peasants, nobody's particularly wealthy, but he's very poor, and he hasn't even got proper chairs, and he's got a table, but he's propped up, the one leg fell off, and he's propped up by with a box, and he hasn't decorated the house for years. The walls are all dirty. He's got a bunch of kids, and they run around, and some of them write on the walls, and etc., etc. It's Mamish Shvera Matzav. And one day, this mensch gets a letter from the Melech. And the Melech says the Melech wants to come and experience what life of being a peasant's all about. So he's picked you to come, he's going to come to visit you, and he wants to spend a few hours in your house. So the guy gets such a shock. What's going to be? The man is going to come to the, and he says on the bottom, please do not make any royalty. The Melech wants to experience what it's like to be a peasant. He does not expect you to treat him like a king. He doesn't want to be treated like a king. He wants to be masik, what the peasant's life is all about. So Enoch Hanami, the Melech has a throne, and he sits on a super choshev, comfortable chair, but he doesn't have anything like that, and there's nobody in the village who has like that. But you can't bring the Melech and expect him to sit on the orange boxes which he has in the house. So what's he going to do? So he goes around to the local store, and he finds, wow, they have some plastic chairs, just like a certain yeshiva that I know about has them. And he buys a few plastic chairs for the Melech and the Mishpocha, and it should be a Misal Mechuban. The table's being propped up with this box. He goes to the local carpenter, and he says, can you fix my table? So he says, look, we haven't got a leg which matches these legs that you have. They haven't made these legs for 100 years. So I can put a piece of wood so the table will be steady. Okay, so he puts the piece of wood. He has to decorate his house. He has to paint the house. What's he going to paint it with? You know, what does the king have in the palace? Silk, choshev, silk wool, not paper, you know, silk coverings on the walls and super choshev curtains and drapes and hangings and gold leaf here and gold leaf there. The Melech doesn't want that. He told him the Hedrick doesn't expect it, doesn't want it. He wants to, but he has to at least whitewash the walls. You don't know anymore what whitewash is, but when they used to have it there in Israel, when you bought a new dirham, so they whitewash the walls. Whitewash is, they take a certain chomer and they mix it with water and they paint the walls, so the walls all look white. But amaisa, if you go past them with a jacket, it all comes off on your jacket. It's all the thing, it doesn't last. So that's the cheapest paint which you could possibly have. They don't do it anymore. They have one up, and it doesn't come off straight away. So you get some whitewash. And he paints the walls. And he goes to the local butcher. Well, what does a king eat? A king, some has venison, craze, kosher. We don't sell it. We don't have any of that. Well, we have this poshta meat, this very, very poshta meat. But that's the best we have. He goes to the baker. What bread does the Melech have? Bread the Melech has, those kosher super. Once read about the White House, that there's a kitchen there 24/7, and they'll bake anything that the president wants, and any time of day or night, and Trump just likes junk food. Sleepy Joe had ideas of what he wanted to eat, but Obama, I read Obama has a mishikas for honey, so he installed a beehive in the garden of the thing, so he can have fresh honey. Cholila, he should get it from the. You know, they're not going to the you know the cheap store to buy the Ramji honey. No, it has to be mamish straight out of the belly of the bees. So those are musogim of royalty, right? So, but he can't do that. He has no. So he says, look, we got the Pashto bread which everybody buys, and there's one up, Mashu, a bit better than the thing. So that's what he buys. He buys the best he can do in that situation. But that's what the Melech wants. The Melech does not want this royalty. If he wouldn't do that, if he wouldn't make any effort, and he bring the Melech in to this filthy deer and sit on the boxes, etc., it'd be a pegiah in the covenant of Melech. He has to be mechabed the melech to the ability that he can. So that's what he does. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is the whole year in our avodas Hashem. What we're doing, we do. How we daven, we daven. How we learn, we learn. How we do mitzvahs. Oh, but Rosh Hashanah is the nifnei Hashem kivah, the melech's coming. And the melech knows who we are. The Rebbeinu Hashem knows who we are, but the melech's coming. There's a klal gadol which I've told you before. It's also to jump in ruchnius. You never take jumps in ruchnius. It's very, very dangerous. Person takes on things which he's not holding by. Rachman and it's not. It can be very, very terrible. I've seen it. I know many years ago, before I was here, I got to know a bocha who he told me this, it was a year later, but he had taken on all sorts of hanhogas during the week. He only ate kach v'kach kazesim and nothing extra, and chavin l'shem shamayim, and he wanted to come whatever it was before davening and mamish. Took on all sorts of hanhogas which he found in Gedoyle Oilam Misnaik. And then he said that one day he came to the Beis Medrash early for davening, and he had a total breakdown. He went with sugar, he couldn't put on tefillin, he couldn't daven, the imam was trembling, and he had an absolute breakdown, and for 5 days he couldn't daven, he couldn't put on tefillin. Then he got a bit better, and I knew him a year later, and he told me, I can't learn any halacha. If I learn a halacha sefer telling you what to do, I start getting nervous again. And Musa Sefer Kal V'Chomer. And even a few years later, I bumped into him in America. A few years later, he was married and everything. I asked him how he's doing and everything else. He says he still cannot learn any of these svarim. He's learning in Koyel, learning Gemara, and anything which tells him what to do, terrible. And another guy here. Here we took on all sorts of chumras and had a total breakdown. Started getting stomach aches and headaches, and no doctor can figure out what was wrong with him. And I spoke to a psychologist friend of mine. So I said to him, can an emotional state bring on physical? Because he had real stomach ache and real headaches. And he said, yeah. He said the bridge between the emotional and the physical is a very grey area which we don't really understand. So Isabella Bechlet, he could come from that type of thing. There was another guy who went also, I was sending him to calm down. It was the last conversation I had with this guy. I told him, you have to go and play ball on Fridays. Can I take it easier? You're doing too much. You're stressing out, you're doing too much. So he went to one of the rebbeim and said the mashgiach's treif. He told me to play ball, and then he also went mad, literally mad. He claimed he was allergic to electricity, and he couldn't take lights or any electricity. And he had a total breakdown. He was so meshuggah that even a year or two later, he tried to kill himself with a plastic knife. That's how Meshuggah he was. The rabbi said, it doesn't work. You can't cut your throat with it. Try to slit his throat with a plastic knife. So Baruch Hashem, he was that Meshuggah. You mustn't jump in Ruchnius. Somebody asked me, so how do I know if it's too much for me? The Koit HaKlol HaVeYodcha. If something you take on, all right, we want to grow. We all want to grow. We all want to improve our Ruchnius. So how do I know? Maybe it's a jump. Maybe it's too much. Moshe Lamad Dover Doimer jumping in Ruchnius. Before I tell you the club. Reb Shlomo used to say that what we can learn from our Rebbeim in Avodah and Yira and all these areas, he says a person is like a mountain. It's never been climbed before. And we're here to climb our personal mountain. Each one of us has our own mountain which we have to climb. We can learn from Rebbeim the klolim of mountain climbing. But there's no one who can tell you exactly what the route is, how you go up your own mountain. You can learn the klolim and how to figure out. So what's the yesodus of mountain climbing? You have a peg, you have a few pegs, and you find a place where you can put in this peg, and you hammer it in so it's solid. You make sure it's solid. You tie your safety rope around the peg, and then you pull yourself up on that peg. Then you try another. Where can I think? Over here, I can get it in. Good. So you tie the rope over there, and you climb there, and you go there, you go there. And the person says, instead of this is going to take such a long time, I've got to get to the top. I see that a bit higher up, there's this rock sticking out. I'm going to throw the rope up to the rock, and I'll tie it around the rock, and I'll pull myself up to the rock, and I'll get a good few rungs much faster. And he does that, and he starts pulling himself on the rock, and the rock is loose, and he falls down, and he kills himself. That's jumping in Ruchnius. You mustn't do that. You've got to go solid Madrega after Madrega. Solid Madrega. So how do I know if it's solid? The answer is, if you sameach what you're doing, then you can do it. If you feel a hisnagdus, it's too much, you don't like it, but what do you know? I was makabal to learn the until 3 o'clock every morning, so I have to do it, and this is how I become like the stipler or whatever it is. But there's a hisnagdus. If there's no hisnagdus, and you're doing sashem besimcha, you're happy with your doing, and you've got simcha for it. Adarabba, then you can do it. To every klal, there's a yotzei min haklal. Moshkiach said, every klal, this klal of not jumping in Ruchnius, that's the Yotzei Min HaKlal. What's the Yotzei Min HaKlal? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Leil Seder. Leil Seder, we'll talk about Yitzh Hashem, Bavoy Asman. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, one has to jump because Lifnei Hashem Kibor, the Melech's coming. You can't bring him and expect him to sit on orange boxes. So you're not going to get a throne. You're not holding by getting a throne, but at least a plastic chair. And at least get him the best meat you can get. You can give. What do I mean? The Maisa. The Maisa. Aleph. Rashi tells us the Ikka Rosh Hashanah is Tefillah. Rashi says the Tefillah who bought. We have long Tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah. Very, very long. And one has to put your emphasis into the Tefillah. From the very first Baruch Hu. Has to be a different Baruch Hu. This year, maybe we can even say from the Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, so that's how it's going to start, right? A couple of Shabbos. from the Haschola, a Mayriv, so daven a bit slower, try to be Mechavin, and then you'll say to yourself, well, who am I trying to fool? How was my Mayriv yesterday? How was my Mayriv all the whole year? I don't daven Mayriv so slowly. Lifnei Hashem Kivah. That's Eino Chanami. You're not fooling the Rebbeinu Shalom. Eino Adam Nidon Elam Lefi Ma'isav Shalosh Shah. Are you responding to the day that it's Yom HaDin, the Rebbeinu Shalom's here, where what's the Kirvus Hashem, that the Rebbeinu Shalom's here and we're Karov to Hashem? The fact that we're Yoshev B'din. The fact that we realize that today everything and Tovshin Pesayin is being Nikva. We don't live in our own world, we live in the Rebbeinu Shalom's world. When a person gets that clear, then that's Kirvus Hashem. And in Kirvus Hashem, the davening has to be different. The Krishma has to be different. The Amidas have to be different. The whole year I daven a 4 minute Shemoneh Esrei. So, okay, Shemoneh Esrei, or Shemoneh Esrei, but Amida on Rosh Hashanah. Not sure if it's longer or not longer, words wise, than the weeks thing. So it's only longer than the Shabbos thing. Double. It's different. After davening, we give brachas to each other. To give a geshmak of brachas. Maybe save upon him yofa is give to this one, that one, give to your chavrusas. It takes time in yeshiva. Right? This is going to take even longer. There are even more bachrim. So what should you do? A person's got a bissel seichel. So go and sit down and learn something for 20 minutes. And you don't have to stand in line for forever. So you'll be one of the last people to go downstairs. What's so terrible? What, you won't have any food? Yeah, don't believe it. So, you know, don't waste the time. Chabarayim, the Geshmaka Brochas, Benon Chaveroi. In Kelm, they hang up a banner at the beginning of Elul, V'Ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. So it's a whole sugya, why that is the Yisod of their, that was the Yisod of their Avodah, Benon Chaveroi, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Give Geshmaka Brochas. The Suda, what do you talk about in the Suda? Talk Torah as much as you can. Sing Nigunim. Take part in when the tzibur is singing. Be part of the. What are the Nigunim by a Suda? Is Kvod Shamayim? What time do you get up for Shachris? Oh, I never come more than 1 minute before Baruch Hu. So on Rosh Hashanah, it's about an hour between brachas and baruchu, so you can get up much later. Not on Rosh Hashanah. Come on time. Say Birchas HaShachar properly. Maybe even say Korbanos. Try that. Interesting experiment. And then you'll find that in your machsa, after Baruch Shomah, there's a lot of pages before Ashrei. Say what it says there. Think about what it says. Daven Geshmak. The Shemoneh Esrei or the Amidas. Daven Geshmak. There's long Chazor Sashatz. When the tzibur is singing, join into the tzibur. That's Kvod Shamayim. The fact that we sing these piyutim together. And try to look inside and only look inside. Suddenly there's a guy coughing over there, so people start looking, what, you're a Hatzolah Mensch? What, you never seen a person cough before? Where is that guy going? What do you mean, where's he going? He's going to Asher Yotzav, it's your business, let him go outside. Look inside! So stop looking around and all the Nourish guy that's going on. Then you have the big design some people have on Rosh Hashanah. You're davening, you're davening, but the guy next to you, Mamash, he has a holy soyuz and he's shuffling 1,000 miles an hour, and you have to hold on to your machs and he's blowing it away with the thing. And then he starts crying or whatever, and does he know it's Shabbos and you're not allowed to cry, and who says you're not, God says not allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah anyway, and you're getting more and more angry, and he's disturbing you, and you're holding by the Chola Risha Kula Kyoshan Tichlem. Who's the Risha? It's you, with your cars. calm down, be happy. He's davening good. Achol Bonim, that's what he looks like. Be happy as an Eved Lashem. Halabai, I could daven like that. Don't get upset. Calm down. If you were concentrating on davening, you wouldn't know. You know, sometimes you daven a minyan and then somebody talks or something, and then you get these people start banging away and disturbing everybody. That makes more noise. And if you're davening and you're concentrating, thing, how come you're hearing these people talking? In the spare time, there the little amount of spare time there is on Rosh Hashanah, what should you do? Use it the best. If you're knocked out, you need to sleep. And after Chatzos, we pass it's mutter to sleep. But don't poof away so that you only wake up the next morning. You get somebody to wake you up. You decide you need to sleep for half an hour, whatever. Get somebody to wake you up. And if not, so if your minig is to say Tehillim, some people have a minig to say Tehillim. Is it effective? Are you saying with a geshmak? Vakasha. If you want to learn, what should you learn? Whatever you're going to learn the best, with whichever chavrus you're going to learn geshmak, use the time properly. What's the Nebuch Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah? Mincha. Also on Yom Kippur, the same thing. Right? Mincha, people don't have cheshek, we try in yeshiva, we don't mincha straight after Musaf, whoever this crazy minhag that they do here. But the Levi's, Yom Aviach, on the second day, of course, the first day is no Rebach, because we don't say Alvinu Malkeinu if you don't mincha straight after Musaf. Shabbos and Novena Monkeno anyway, but so you know, you've just gone through Shachris, you daven Shtark and Musaf, and you follow the Chazaros HaShatz, and you try to be Yotze with the Shatz. That's the Choshes for the Shittus. You only Yotze Musaf with the Shatz. The Mincha. So decide you're going to daven fast. That's the Eitzah. But you're going to be mechavin. But you're davening as fast as you can, but mechavin all the words. You may find that that'll be your longest tefillah. Why? Because the Yetzer gives you, says, I've got no cheshik to daven, I've got no cheshik to daven. So when you tell the Yetzer, listen, give me 6 minutes and I'll be finished. So, okay, so the Yetzer says, I'm saying I'll give you 6 minutes. And then you have the second day. The second day is mamish. Comes with a lot of nisyonos. Gone through the whole first day, and now you got Mayim in the second day, and nocham alai, la 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 la. No! Yoma Richter, it's a gewaltige chesed. That's what this is, mavur in Sforim. It's an interesting sach. In the time when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah, they didn't always have 2 days for Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes 1 day, sometimes 2 days. What was it Tali on? Tali on the Eidim. No, it was Tali on when the Rabbeinu Shalom let the Eidim see the Chiddush Alavana. So what was it? When Klal Yisrael was in a high Madrega, they only needed 1 day Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah, the din is much darker. The second day Rosh Hashanah is more racham. When Klal Yisrael was a higher madrega, they could be omed in the higher level of din, then they only had 1 day. We can move on and on that darkness. We have 2 days. The second day is a gewaltige rachamim. To try again. And al malchis grows and shofres. And al Rosh Hashanah. This year, second day is going to be a chiddush because we have to get a shofar on the second day, we didn't have it on the first day. It's what's the kavana in shofar? First the ikka kavana when you're listening to the shofar is the yotze, the mitzvah of shofar. Yotze the mitzvah. Don't try fancy stuff and try to be mechavin and I'm picturing Mashiach's shofar or Maimed HaSinai. All those kavanas, Rabbi Yisai, are all in the Malchus and Shofars. Chazal put all these kavanos into the malchus supposed to shofaris. Shofar is kena being mamlich the melech. That's what the shofar of malchus. Shofar is the tchilas hadin. That's the shofar of zichronos. Shofar is maski akedas yitzchok. The shofar of zichronos. We mention all these things. Maimed Asinai in Shofaris, Lasid Lava in the Gula in Shofaris. What do you mean, think? What do you Yod say? Yod to the mitzvah, listen to the bracha, Shech in Shonim Mitzvah, Tzivon and Shema, Kol Shoima, oh me, Shech Yonim, and then you listen to it. Sometimes it doesn't go so plat. Have patience, calm down, take it easy. Be Yod to the mitzvah. That way, Mes Hashem, when a person made every effort he can to try his best for 48 hours, concentrated avoda, a darga in avoda, which we're not holding by normally, Beseda, but we appreciate it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Adin. I'm not trying to fool the Ribbono Shel. I have an awareness that Ribbono Shel is here, I'm closer to the Ribbono Shel. Tkir Shofar, the Gemara says that it's you cannot use all the Kronis are kosher, all Shofars are kosher. We use a Shofar Shel Ayil, but all Shofars actually, lots of different animals have horns, but not a Shofar Shel Par. So Shofar Shel Par is the two problems with it. First of all, it's not a real Shofar. Pirish, the Shofars, the animals which we have, there's the outer, basically the horn's made up of two things. There's the outer casing of the horn, and then it's like a bone inside. So they bore out all the inside of the shofar, and you're left with the outer casing. Then they shape it, they boil it up, and it's pliable and everything, so then they shape it. But so that's a shofar, not a shofaris. Be'etzem, a shofar is a natural product. The Ribbono Shel Olam makes the shofar. We just have to take out the middle, the inside, and the shofar of a par isn't two level. The shofar of the par is all one mitzvah. So if you would make a horn out of it, you'd be making it all ma'aseh adam. It depends how much you want to bore out of the horn and so made it. So, but the Gemara says it's possible for another reason. Why? Ain't katego now says sanego. It's mimazke the egelazov. And the Gemara says, and that's why the kohen gadol who always wears big dezov on Yom Kippur when he goes to the lifnei v'lifnim mustn't wear big dezov because it's maske the egelazov. But outside, the Kohen Gadol wears big days off the whole time. So there's no problem in Katego Naser Sanego Stam. Only in the Kodesh Kadoshim, when you're standing in front of the Shechina, then we have the Hakpada, in Katego Naser Sanego. Frank the Gemara, where'd you blow Shofar? They didn't blow the Shofar in the Kodesh Kadoshim, they blew the Shofar outside. So why is it a problem in Katego Naser Sanego? Some of the Gemara shofar kivendeli zikaron kaasi kelifnim dami. Shofar, we blow shofar, and we're being maskir. It's the din right now. Is the din, and the shofar is telling us the Rebbeinu Shem is the melech, and we're being mamlich the melech. It makes it so chushiyustik, says the Gemara, that it's keilu you're standing in the kodesh kadoshim. Normally, the only person who goes to the Kodesh Kodashim is the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. When we listen to the Shofar, each one of us are going into the Kodesh Kodashim. It's meridic. Gilui Hashem, Gilui Kvod Shamayim that we have in the Shofar. Kilifnim Domi, Kilitilis and Koran Nasi. Shofar and meridic and Koichas. Shabbos, we don't have the Shofar. The Yesh Oimrim. That's the Yira Shamayim of Chazal that they asked in Chashash Rochek that somebody will be Mavi the Shofar in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But Yesh Oimrim that Shabbos itself is Malchus. Yismichu b'Malchus Choshom Shabbos. So Mikoyach, the Malchus of Shabbos, that brings us that Kirva Bifrat on Rosh Hashanah with the Malchus Chorus and Shoifros brings us also the key that we don't need the Shoifros. Al Kopanim, somebody said to me yesterday, he said, all this talk about what you do on Shabbos without the Shoifros, he said, Besofa Shodoba, you listen to Chazal. When Chazal told you not to break the Shoifros, that's your biggest schus. By not blowing the shofar, listening to Chazal, that's our schus. Kolponim, Ezra Hashem, we should go through a Rosh Hashanah together with the Chizuk, Bifnei Hashem Kivo, and we should have a Kvartiga Ksiva Ksiva Taiva.